89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in details.
The DSW Black Friday sale is on. Take 30% off almost everything in stores and online right now. Yep, you heard that right. 30% off. Stock up on new shoes, bags, and extras for you and yours from all the gift-worthy brands you love. But hurry, Black Friday can't last forever. Get to your DSW store or DSW.com ASAP to save big. Exclusions apply. Details at DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Carpet in the bathroom. Like why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And welcome back to another exciting episode. Josh has taken the lead today, so what have we got in store?
Today, we are doing haunted creepy dolls.
Oh, haunted dolls.
Yeah, haunted dolls. What did you think?
I thought you said haunted dollars. That's why I put my dollar bandana on.
We could do haunted dollars, but I haven't got the research on
that. Can we do haunted millionaires instead?
Oh, I wonder if there is any.
Oh, don't know.
Oh, that'd be, we'll have to come back to that.
Yeah, okay. Right, haunted dolls.
Haunted dolls. So, Pirate, my man. Did you ever have a teddy or a stuffed toy or a doll when you were young?
I had a red squirrel hand puppet called Squidgy.
Squidgy the squirrel.
Squidgy the squirrel, yeah. And I used to make him a flying squirrel like that.
I like it, Squidgy the squirrel.
Yeah.
And would you say that Squidgy the squirrel was haunted?
Only when he got a hand up his bum.
Was he creepy?
No,
I suppose the same answer. Well, I had a monkey called George.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't like his grey beard, so I trimmed it with scissors, and then it became more of a problem because it was more itchy.
I was going to say that. It turned from an itchy into a scratchy.
Yeah, I like it. But we can safely say our dolls are soft toys. They weren't haunted.
Definitely
weren't
not. Creepy. My doll, my hand puppet was not haunted. My house was, but my hand puppet, no. There's no. I never saw it move on its own or anything like that.
Well, today I have a treat for you because I have done some intensive research. I was up till almost 11 o'clock at night.
God.
Researching haunted creepy dolls.
That's dedication.
That is dedication. And then I had to rush around and get all my stuff ready for work, so it was pretty much midnight when I went to bed. But today we're going to be discussing the most famous kind of notable dolls that are haunted.
Annabelle!
Yes, that is
Annabelle's on the list.
It is.
Okay.
But we're going to come back to Annabelle because Annabelle isn't actually that creepy and scary.
No.
If that makes sense. I know there's films about it and, you know.
Yeah, I know the films have, like, massively, like, over-dramatized things, though, haven't they? But I know that Annabelle has had some very creepy, factual things happen about her.
Yeah.
She's been shuffled about from home to home. But I'm sorry, I'm stepping on your toes here now. So.
You know what? Let's get out of the way. So. Yeah. Annabelle.
Okay, Annabelle. Just force your hand on that one.
Yeah, no, we'll just skip forward. That's all right. So Annabelle is a Raggedy Ann doll said to be haunted, and it was owned by Ed and Lorraine Warren. Everyone that kind of follows paranormal stuff knows Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Annabelle was displayed in the Warren's Occult Museum in Monroe, Connecticut in the United States.
Right.
And it was the inspiration behind The Conjuring and the film Annabelle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And supposedly creepy stuff happened with this doll.
Well, I've seen on, Paranormal Caught on Camera or whatever, that they now lock Annabelle away in a glass case.
Yeah.
She's still on display, but the glass case is locked.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll make sure that when they shut up shop at night, the lights are turned off, Annabelle's in her case. Doors locked, come in the next day, doors wide open.
Yeah. Yes.
Happens regularly.
It still happens to this day, still in a museum.
Yeah.
And supposedly still haunted, still doing the thing.
Okay. Well, I know that she was owned by actual people, not just a museum to start with. She was owned by people, and they had creepy things happening and just kept shuffling her on to the next people and the next people until, you know, she'd got so much of a reputation that she ended up in that museum, and where she obviously stays to this day.
Yeah, and passing on creepy dolls seems to be a recurring theme with haunted and creepy dolls, because no one wants to keep them.
No one wants to keep them, no, of course they don't.
So, I wouldn't have kept
Squidgel.
If he was haunted flying around the house on his own.
Exactly.
But I'm going to kick things off with the most terrifying haunted doll in history.
Oh.
This one's a doozy.
More haunted than Annabelle.
More haunted. The most haunted
doll.
Has
this one got a film about it?
I think there has been films about it.
Okay.
Nothing.
But not as famous of films as, like, Annabelle and The Conjuring and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. This kind of doll, well, this particular doll seems to be left alone because I wouldn't say it's confirmed, because with these things you can never actually confirm.
100%, no, no.
But it's meant to be so haunted that it's like Annabelle, it's in a display case, to the point where the display case has its own humidifiers to preserve the artifact. That's how creepy it is. It's just in its own case. And so we're talking about
whoever owns it now is really actually sort of looking after it, because this one obviously is a lot older.
Yeah.
And, you know, any kind of weathering effect could really. And I presume that who's looking after it now wants it kept in mint condition, even though it's a creepy doll, and should really be destroyed.
Yeah, it should be destroyed. But then this doll, I'll get into it, but this doll, I think if you tried to destroy it, it would end up destroying you. That's how haunted it is.
Oh, okay.
So,
fair enough. Right, let's dive in then.
Have you heard of Robert the Doll?
I can't say I have.
So, Robert the Doll, as I've said, it's the most terrifying haunted doll in history. Now, Robert the Doll is a little boy in a sailor suit holding a stuffed dog. And his face is worn, covered in tiny pinholes, which I assume is wood worm or...
If it's made out of wood, yeah, well, which it probably would be if it was that old, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of wood and, like, this old material. But it's been weathered over time. And it's covered in rips. It's got nicks in it, and it's just weathered. It's woodworm
and all sorts. Yeah, yeah.
And the eyes are small black beads, and you can Google pictures of it. It's not a nice looking doll, and the mouth is said to smirk. So that's another thing.
When it does something evil.
Yeah.
But is it only when it does something evil? Does it smirk all the time? Has it got a little?
It's one of them dolls. It's open to, what's the word?
Interpretation.
I'm glad you said it, because I felt like I was going to butcher that as soon as I...
so anything longer than five letters, I know you struggle with.
Yeah, so... that is accurate, to be fair. So Robert the Doll is also said to be the reason for car accidents, broken bones, job losses, divorces, and other misfortunes.
Oh.
From either people spending too much time with the doll, touching the doll, and interacting with it.
So I assume whoever owns it now has, like, terrible misfortune on a weekly basis.
Well, it's in a museum now, so...
Right.
I'm guessing if people went to the museum and touched it, they'd probably have misfortune.
But the museum hasn't burnt down or anything like that?
No, no, because he's looked after. He's got his own humidifier. Oh, okay. He's loving life. So Robert the Doll is over 118 years old.
Good grief.
Yep. And he lives at the Fort East Mortello Museum in Key West, Florida, in a display case. And he was brought there in 1994.
Okay.
So.
And he was privately owned before that, was he? Or...
Yeah. So, he was owned by a guy called Robert Eugene Otto.
Okay, yeah.
Remember the last name Otto?
Otto. Yes. I think I can remember that one. Hey, man.
I like it. So, the doll was actually given the same name as the owner, Robert.
Robert, yeah.
Okay. So... It was given to him by his grandfather as a birthday gift all the way from Germany when his grandfather went over there for a trip.
Oh, it is a German doll.
It is the German Robert doll. And it was said that Robert would treat the doll as if it was human, like his own sibling.
Ah.
And this is where it starts to get creepy and the story of the doll... Around
this. It's kind of like he's transferred his energy onto it and he's created this ambience about the doll, this almost life form.
Yeah, to the point where Robert was referring to the doll in first person. So he would introduce the doll as if it was a human an actual person. So the museum that we obviously... Robert the Doll ended up in the museum in 1994.
Yeah.
So the museum traced back Robert's origins to the Stief Company, the same toy maker that manufactured the teddy bears in honor of Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, right. Oh, Teddy Roosevelt's. Okay, fair enough.
Now, this is all still part of the history of Robert the Doll. It might have sounded for a second that I went off track or I'm reading from a script. It's not. I've just got my notes and they're kind of in the right order.
Okay, this is relevant.
This is relevant. So, Robert was treating the doll like a human, taking him everywhere, referring to it in the first person. And the adults started to kind of just think, it's a bit weird, but it's no different to having like an imaginary friend. It's like a doll.
Yeah.
But then Robert began to misbehave and blame the doll for all of the mishaps. So, you know, he'd knock a cup over. It was the doll. It wasn't me. It was Robert the doll.
Right.
So
was he a little bit like dementia that was doing that, or do we not know? Is it just like his personality that he was just blaming the doll for things that were clearly his fault? And...
Yeah, that was exactly it. Okay. So he was just naughty and he was just blaming the doll as a way of trying to get out of the telling off or the punishment.
Or any kind of humiliation.
And then the adults began to start noticing things about the doll. So... This is where we
get. Robert is still quite young at this point then, and it's his parents, presumably, that are starting now to notice that...
Yes.
Okay.
So the grandfather...
I just assumed he was fully grown bloke, that's all. But,
oh, no.
So it's a kid that's actually blaming the doll for whenever something happened.
When I looked this up, I think it was between the ages of like 6 to 10, kind of... So he's a small child.
Yeah.
And the adults started to notice odd occurrences of Robert the Doll not being where they left him. He was...
Oh.
Seemed to be moving himself around the house.
Right.
And to start off with, they just passed it off. They just thought, it must be Robert. It's very confusing because they're both called Robert.
Both called Robert, yeah.
So the doll...
Should we call the child Bobby?
Let's call the child Robert and Otto for the...
Oh, yeah, okay, the Robert human. Otto. Yeah, Robert Otto, yeah.
So they just thought it was Otto playing games and just being a mischievous child. But then they noticed that when Otto was out playing with friends or at school or whatever he was doing, they started to notice that the doll itself wasn't where they put it. And the big one was they kept Robert the doll at the top of the stairs, which happened to have a window.
Yeah.
And school children started to notice that this doll was there some days and some days it wasn't. And some days it seemed to move. So school children would actually divert and stay away from Otto's house because they thought that it was haunted.
It was already becoming creepy.
Yes.
Can I ask, you may or may not know the answer to this question, was the doll, Robert, was that like part of a whole line of identical dolls that came out, or was he kind of handmade specially?
I couldn't find much on it, but what I do know about that, very good question, I love it, hitting the hard-hitting questions. The outfit, the sailor outfit,
yeah,
that was one of Otto's old outfits from when he was
like a baby, sort of thing.
I assume the doll was naked or had some sort of other clothing that they just replaced.
Probably just a fabric body full of stuffing, I would imagine. And then you put clothes on it, like my mum used to with her porcelain dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that could be another thing. Whereas, like you said about putting the personality onto the doll, he's obviously dressing the doll in his own clothes to give it more of a human appearance. And
yeah, but this is obviously like the transference of energy could be there as well. So
yeah. So that's pretty much all about Otto, the child that owned it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to butcher this name, but Myrtle Revter purchased Otto's house when he passed away in 1974. So Otto had the doll all the way through his life.
Okay, so Otto then inherited the house as an adult,
mm-hmm.
kept the doll.
Yep.
And then when he passed away, Myrtle
Revter.
That is an odd name, but I suppose, what was it, German or is it American? I don't know. Either way, they purchased the doll along with the house.
The doll was in the house already, so she just naturally gained a lot of stuff with the house.
Yeah, the furniture and stuff was still there, so she just threw away what she wanted and found a doll and thought, ooh.
Yes, so she became...
He looks like a nice little dolly. Yeah. Let's keep him.
Well, that's what she thinks.
That was the mistake she made.
So she is now Robert's new owner. Now, she then started witnessing odd occurrences, but it wasn't much. It was just the odd noise, the odd bang, the odd door. So it wasn't...
Okay, almost like a regular haunting sort of thing then.
Yeah, so it wasn't enough for her to be scared or anything like that. She actually kept the doll for 20 years.
Oh,
she was the one that donated it to the museum.
Ah, so she was the one that figured it out that it's got this creepy aspect.
Yes,
right.
So she kept it for 20 years. But while she had it, when she had visitors over, they would hear footsteps in the attic, giggling, and Robert's expression would change when anyone was bad-mouthing or talking about Otto, the previous owner.
Oh.
So anything talking
about... So a wooden doll would change its expression.
Yes, which is where I mentioned the smirk.
From before, yeah.
It's kind of plain-faced, but sometimes they would see like a smirk or it would just change expression.
Okay.
So the visitors started noticing the odd thing and they were telling Myrtle and... That was when she decided, you know what?
There's something about this doll.
Yeah, you know. She put up with 20 years of it, to be fair. But she's obviously a strong woman. Didn't bother her.
Yeah.
So, and in the museum, they've now got T-shirts, replicas, letters, movies, all sorts about Robert in the museum. To the point where you can actually pay to stay with Robert after dark. In the museum.
Okay, yeah.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
Who the hell wants to do that?
Yeah. So that's pretty much Robert the Doll.
Right.
A nice little story for you. And
okay.
He's still in the museum to this day, and there's been reportings of, like I say, evil things happening around him. And I can't work out how he's associated with car crashes, broken bones. But it's there in the research. People have claimed that after visiting this doll in this museum, they've had terrible misfortune. There's not really much else to say about it. That's just the most famous one that I could find.
It's got the most history to it and like the most sort of documented things happening. Yeah.
And I've read some research. I can't confirm it, but I saw some research that the grandfather on his trip to Germany, when he brought it back, it was the doll could be even older, from like World War One, World War Two, back earlier than that, and he brought it over from Germany.
Well, 118 years old is before World War One anyway.
Yes, but when he got the doll, it would have been from the era of the World War. So some reports were saying that there could have been an evil spirit of like a Nazi or a soldier or whatever trapped in the doll.
Okay.
But yeah, he's really old, 118 years old.
Well, yeah.
Probably 119 years old now.
I would say it's probably a spirit from before the World War, because World War was what, when was that, 1918? Something like
that. Yeah.
Was it 1913 to 1918? Something like that.
I'm not too good with words.
So 118 years from, it's now 2023. So it's only, what, 1908? 1908?
He's old.
He's old.
He's an old. He's old. And he's the most haunted one. And we've already spoke about Annabelle.
Yeah, we've already covered Annabelle.
Again, there's not much to go by with Annabelle, apart from the films and the movies kind of make it more
It's similar stories, though, isn't it? Creepy things happen, and then people just notice that the doll's moved, or, you know, something like that, when nobody's actually touched it,
mm-hmm.
which is obviously where these legends come from.
Yeah, it's just a running theme of them getting passed down as well. And I've also noticed as well it's more the story behind the creepy doll than it is the actual doll. Because that woman, Myrtle, she put up with it for 20 years.
So. Yeah, whatever hauntings were happening can't have been that bad, really, can it? It wasn't horror film material.
No.
Exactly. Surely with Annabelle, it's the same thing, really. I mean, you know, it must be blown out of proportion. I know, like, The Conjuring and Annabelle, the film themselves are, you know, proper horror movies, but
yeah,
for someone to put up with it for 20 years, none of that stuff is really actually that ramped up, is it?
Can't be. I actually remember laughing watching the Annabelle film, because there's one bit towards the end, I think she jumps out of a window or something, and I just remember laughing, and the whole time I was kind of creeped out, and then it got to that bit and instantly I was like, oh, this is great, this isn't even scary. So I've got a couple of other creepy dolls to tell you about.
Okay, yeah.
Some brief statements of them, because we'd be here all night if I was to go through every single backstory.
Yeah.
Letter the doll.
Letter.
Letter, this one is good.
How's that spelled? Letta.
Yeah. Okay. Letta the doll. And it actually came from Letter Me Out. and if you couldn't work out from that pun, it's from Australia.
Right. Okay.
Specifically, a place called Wagga Wagga.
It's just a perfectly normal name.
Yeah, in Australia, that's a perfect. I've been down to Wagga Wagga, mate. So. This is actually a bloke. So a guy called Kerry Walton from Queensland, Australia. He's appeared on several television programs with a doll he claims to have found in an abandoned building in 1972. And the doll is called Letter Me Out.
Right.
Because immediately he was drawn to it and thought there's something.
Why? If you went into an abandoned building and found just a random doll in there, you're not going to think, oh, I'll pick that up and take it home with me.
Exactly.
Would you? No normal, sane, rational person would. You'd just be like, yeah, I can stay where it is.
Yeah. You just wouldn't keep it. No. But he did. He kept it for several years.
Fair enough.
Went on several different TV shows. And very similar to Robert the Doll, it moves in plain sight. And it's covered in scuffs and marks and over the years. But this one causes damage to the house.
Oh.
Supposedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. That's the Allegedly causes damage to the house. So that's Letta the Doll for you. I just thought it was interesting with Wagga Wagga.
In what way does it damage the house? Did he go into details on that?
No, it just says it causes scuffs and marks all over the house. Makes a mess.
Oh, okay.
And it moves in plain sight.
Oh, he's actually watched it move?
Yeah, in plain sight it moves. But he,
fair enough.
There might be truth to it because he's gone on television shows.
There might be. I mean, we've watched like YouTube videos and TikTok videos where people have set up locked off cameras.
Yeah, yeah.
On a doll that's sat on a seat or something, and then the doll like lifts its head up and looks towards the camera, and it's proper creepy.
Yeah.
You get proper freaked out by it whenever we watch one of those.
Oh, yeah. I hated this. I said to you years ago, I said the one thing I can't handle is creepy dolls.
Yeah.
So I wanted to research this and get this out of the way to not have to come back to it. And
Has it eased your fears of creepy dolls at all?
In a way, it has.
Yeah?
In a way, it really has, because a lot of it is...
Doing the research, you kind of think, well, it's not as bad as what you made out, really.
Yeah. Like, if I had a creepy haunted doll, apart from how it looks, if it was just kind of moving, I think that would be kind of cool, in a way. As long as it wasn't hurting me or my family.
Yeah, as long as it's not smashing windows or causing cupboards to fly out, you know, open and plates to smash all over the place, then
I'd be doing the same as Kerry. I'd be going on TV shows and parading it around.
Why not? Make a few quid out of it.
Yeah. So this is my favourite little... short story.
Okay.
Now, this is Japanese, so I'm going to do my best to pronounce these names.
Oh, good luck, mate.
I struggle with English, so let's see how my Japanese works out. So, this is actually the earliest story of a creepy haunted doll I could find. So, this is the start of it. Right. This is the earliest I could find after 4.5 hours of research, and this is in 1918.
Oh, okay.
And it's Japanese folklore, and I love that word, folklore.
You do love folklore.
It's one of my favourite words. So Japanese folklore in 1918. A teenager called Akishi Suzuki nailed it.
Yes.
He purchased a large doll from Hokkaido for his younger sister, Okiku. Okiku. We'll go with it, Okiku. So when Okiku... would it be Okiku?
Okiku?
Okiku could be. Sounds could be Okiku. Better. Please correct us if there's any Japanese listeners. I know...
There have been at least two downloads from Japan.
Dr. Byford, your girlfriend's Japanese. Reach out to us. Tell me if I'm butchering this. I know he's listening. He loves it. So when Okiku died, her family believed that Okiku's spirit was inhabiting the doll, and the hair on the doll was growing.
Oh, now that is a creepy one.
Yes.
I assume that this is a doll that is actually sort of Asian in its look.
Yes.
So like with the black straight hair.
Yes. So allegedly... when I was doing the research, and I say allegedly strongly with this one, because there was only a few articles, and I've been wrong in the past about this kind of thing. But this is where, you know, when you see like Japanese ghost videos and The Ring, The Grudge,
you've got
that pale skin, long black hair.
Yeah.
Allegedly, this is where it was based off of.
Oh, this doll. The doll is very much like that little white dress and the long black hair. And
yeah. Okay. Yes. Ooh. Sorry, I knocked the table.
This
is where it all started.
Okay.
And it's evolved over time to The Grudge and The Ring and whatever it is now. Now, the interesting thing is this doll, which is now these days still called Okiku, it resides in the Mineti Temple, where a priest still cuts the growing hair to this day.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Can you buy clippings of its hair?
Oh. If you can, I think we should get some and put it on our shelf. On the shelf of glory.
I'm not sure that I want haunted doll's hair on my shelf.
Oh, yeah. I forgot it was haunted for a second there. I just thought it would be quite cool to have something paranormal.
Well, I suppose we could implant it into Minion and see if it still keeps growing.
Oh, yeah. That would be interesting.
That would be creepy, wouldn't it?
That would. Minions are scary enough. So, the next one.
Not scary.
Creepy little face. So, okay. The next one is a bit closer to home. Mandy the doll.
Oh, okay.
Made in England between 1910 and 1920. Yeah. Bit of a, you know, 10 years.
So yeah.
That's the closest I could pinpoint it, 1910 to 1920. Mandy is a porcelain baby doll donated to the Quesnel Museum in British Columbia in 1991, and it's claimed to have supernatural powers, and her eyes supposedly follow museum visitors around the room.
Yeah, that's quite creepy.
Yes. Now, I've remembered when I was writing this down, my uncle Neil, lives in Lincolnshire, and he was a head teacher. He had a lovely house, and at the top of the stairs, it's not a doll, but he had a painting of some old guy, and that was the kind of painting
that always looks like it's watching you. Yeah, it's very clever when artists draw the eyes, so they're absolutely looking dead straight at you.
And I don't know how they do it, but when I was a kid, I used to go up the stairs and I wouldn't take my eyes off the painting because in my mind, something would always want to come out of the painting.
Okay, yeah.
But I think it's Ghostbusters that does that, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Ghostbusters 2, wasn't it? Vigo or whatever. Yeah.
And I would get to the top of the stairs and I would maneuver myself so I could still stare at the painting and I would walk backwards into the bedroom. And I remember on several occasions I would tell my mum and say, that painting is haunted. And she'd be like, no, don't worry about it. But yeah, Mandy had those kind of eyes that would just
follow you. That's not normal because, like I said before, my mum was a collector of like porcelain dolls. Mm-hmm. Don't believe she had a haunted one at all. But when they're sat on a shelf, they're just staring straight ahead.
Yeah.
You know, you don't normally feel like you're being watched by them.
Mm-hmm.
So for somebody to actually say that they do feel like they're being watched by them, that is quite a creepy thing.
Yeah, I find the porcelain dolls are probably the creepiest out of all the dolls.
Definitely.
And yeah, like the Raggedy Ann dolls and stuff like that, they look kind of cute and they look like a child's toy.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You don't really think twice about it. But the porcelain dolls, that's a red flag as well. If you go on a date with a girl and you go back to hers and she's got a collection of porcelain dolls, get out of there. That is a red flag, I'm telling you. It's not happened to me. I'm just saying, like, I've seen it on show. So I've just got another quick little one, which I thought was quite cool. So this one I'm definitely going to butcher.
I'm just looking at that name on the page, and I good luck.
So the Palau Ubin Barbie. I think that's how you say it. So it's just the legend of a haunted Barbie doll displayed in a memorial temple said to have supernatural powers in Singapore.
Fair enough. But that doesn't go into any more detail on that one.
Nope, that's all I could find on it. I just thought it was different because it was an actual Barbie doll.
Yeah.
Rather than porcelain, Raggedy Ann.
In Singapore?
Yeah.
Like an American-style Barbie doll is a haunted doll in Singapore?
Yep, and it's in a temple, and it's there to this day. And it's supposedly have supernatural powers. Same as Mandy.
Do they worship it or anything like that? Or?
No idea. That's all it says. It's in a temple. So that's pretty much the little stories of dolls I could find. But then I've got a couple of little things for you here, which I found quite interesting. So have you heard of a film called The Great Gabbo?
I have. I'm not sure if I've seen it, but I've definitely heard of it.
Well, it's by director James Cruise in 1929. It's actually got some good reviews, to be fair. It's not a terrible film. But that seems to be the first film that featured like a creepy doll.
Yeah.
Obviously, these days, like, people would have heard of... it's like a ventriloquist dummy.
Didn't The Simpsons do
an
episode where they'd got Gabbo?
Yes,
that's where I've heard it.
That's where it comes from. Yeah. And also Goosebumps done like a version of Night of the Living Dummy.
Okay. Yeah,
so that's the kind of look of Gabbo's. No, I told you to remember the name.
Otto.
Otto was the name of the ventriloquist dummy in The Great Gabbo. Gabbo was the man who controlled Otto.
Otto, yeah.
Played by Eric von Stroheim.
Fair enough.
Could be German. I'm not too sure.
Sounds German, yeah.
And the movie is about a madman who, after getting rejected by a woman he's in love with, begins to only talk through his ventriloquist dummy, Otto. There you go.
Okay. Not necessarily haunted, though.
No, I just thought it was kind of cool, wasn't it?
and a little bit weird.
A little bit weird, but it was just kind of the first film to bring creepy weird dolls.
Yeah, yeah.
It also kind of...
Well, I suppose it's kind of a psychological thriller anyway, and that kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and it also kind of made ventriloquist dummies be seen differently.
Yeah, a little bit sinister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've almost reached the end of my haunted doll...
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, presentation. Are we over?
No, we're not over, darling.
We're all right.
We're all right.
So I'm just going to wrap it up by saying that these days, modern times, you can go on eBay, you can go on Amazon, and people are selling allegedly
haunted dolls.
Creepy dolls. But there's so many of them, I'm starting to think they're not haunted. It's just more of like a craze these days.
Probably, but then if you'd bought a haunted doll from eBay, or an allegedly haunted doll from eBay, and anything, absolutely anything slightly weird happened to you after mm-hmm. that, and a few weeks after you'd bought it, you'd be a believer, wouldn't you? You'd be just like, yeah, definitely haunted, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. So to
can't sleep at night.
So one of the things they do to prove when they're selling these dolls is they have something called a K2 meter.
A K2 meter, right?
Yeah, okay. So it's a device that they put next to a doll and it lights up, and that's supposedly to show you that the doll is haunted.
Yeah, like the electromagnetic meter, whatever they're called, on what you see on like Most Haunted and other ghost hunting programs. They've got them little electric, mm-hmm. they light up when it's supposedly haunted. Spirit energies.
Yep, that's around. The one.
And they just put that next to a doll, and if it lights up, it's haunted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a craze. You know, people are into it.
I might argue that if the doll has batteries inside it, it probably would light up one of those electromagnetic meters anyway.
Oh, that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
But I'll end it there, mate. I think that's pretty much all I've got on creepy dolls, and I think I can't sit here and say they're definitely haunted. I've not come in contact with a creepy haunted doll or anything like that. But I will say, if jewellery can be haunted, if furniture can be haunted, paintings, why not a doll?
Well, why not? I think largely, particularly with like the whole buying dolls on eBay and stuff, that's squashing it down to me. That's not massively an incentive at all to buy a doll.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really give the whole outlook much credence.
No.
But Robert the Doll definitely got some creepy stories in there. That's definitely sort of pushing my paranormality scale up a little bit.
Yeah.
Along with Annabelle, who I've seen obviously documentaries on and mm-hmm. before, so I know a little bit about her. Obviously, I think everybody knows Annabelle, don't they?
Yeah, it's probably the most recognizable,
the most famous, I think, definitely, even though Robert seems to be the most infamous.
Yeah.
But it's only really those two that the one with the growing hair is quite interesting as well,
but that's folklore as well. So it's almost like a myth, isn't it, in a way?
But is there somebody who's actually cutting that doll's hair every 6 months?
Supposedly, to this day, yeah, a priest is still doing that. But yeah.
Why would a priest lie?
Priests don't lie.
They can't.
Especially Catholic priests, they don't lie.
Physically impossible. Well, no, that's because they're Japanese. They wouldn't be Catholic, would they? It'd be Shinto or something.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying Catholic priests don't lie. So, you know, you can trust any kind of priest, can't you?
Yeah.
None of them lie.
So, to me, I mean, it's they still rate fairly low on the paranormality scale, I've got to be honest. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, these things, I mean, yes, like a spirit or a haunting, I suppose, it could be attributed to an inanimate object.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And it's, for me, man, it's more about like maybe the person who owns it is haunted.
Mm-hmm.
But then how does that haunting then transfer onto the next person and the next person? So
yeah.
I'm going to give it a little bit. I don't know whether to go above 5 or not. I'm really struggling with this one.
Yeah. So that's the theme of It's like I said, it's the more story behind the doll, isn't it? It's not the actual doll. So I completely agree with you. Me personally, I'm giving it a 4.8.
A 4.8?
Yeah, 4.8. Because I like the stories, and with Robert the doll, when the Myrtle inherited it, visitors and her also experienced the same thing, you know, for 20 years.
Yeah,
and
is
so there is a little bit of credence to it. But then, like you say, if it is just maybe these two dolls that are famous and known for it, the rest of the ones that are now being sold on eBay and stuff kind of do bring it down.
Yeah.
So I do agree with you. It's,
that's right. I think probably it might even be the first time I'm going to go a little bit lower than you.
Oh, this is a first.
I think I'm going to go with 4.2.
Okay. That's fair.
Which would put it on an average of 4.5.
I think that's fair.
I think that's fairly fair.
Yeah.
Because I think they've got, they have got a little bit of something to them, but it's certainly not going to send me screaming and running home.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No, which is now why I'm over my fear of dolls from doing this.
I'm glad. Because a grown man shouldn't be scared of dolls, really.
No, they should play with them instead. No.
I think you're thinking of a completely different type of doll there, mate.
Oh, I didn't even think of that doll. I was thinking of my Darth Vader action figure.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, no. PG, pirate, PG.
PG, keep it PG. Anyway, if you at home have had an experience with a haunted doll, if you have a haunted doll, write to us, let us know. Paranormality.uk@gmail.com is the email, or you can comment on one of our many social media outlets. We're on Instagram, we're on TikTok, we're on YouTube, and obviously the downloadable audio podcast. If there is somewhere that you can comment, wherever you download that, then go ahead. Let us know what you think. Do you think dolls can actually be haunted, or do you just think it's just a load of bull? we're giving it just a little bit of credence, you know, because I think we're being fair. I think we've got to take these stories on face value, and that's what all we can do. So
yeah, it's our job at the end of the day.
Yeah,
paranormal investigators in a way.
Well, not really, but.
Kind of, I suppose, in a way.
Maybe. Paranormal discussionists.
Yeah, I like that. We'll stick with that then.
Yeah. Anyway, you can always write in with your creepy stories if you've got something that we've not covered and is completely unique and you think that we need to hear about it and share to the world. Go ahead. Same email address, paranormality.uk@gmail.com. And we're going to wrap it up for this episode. It's actually been a longer episode than I was expecting.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we've done well. You've done well.
Yeah, I thought I had 10 minutes of material there. But
yeah, well, we dragged it out. Like a raggedy Ann.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's it for now. So until next week, ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Do you like being educated on things that entertain but don't matter? Well, then you need to be listening to The Podcast with Knox and Jamie. Every Wednesday, we put together an episode dedicated to delightful idiocy to give your brain a break from all the serious and important stuff.
Whether we're deep diving a classic movie, dissecting the true meanings behind the newest slang, or dunking on our own listeners for their bad takes or cringy stories, we always approach our topics with humor and just a little bit of side eye, and we end every episode with recommendations on all the best new movies, books, TV shows, or music.
To find out more, just search up The Podcast with Knox and Jamie wherever you listen to podcasts and prepare to make Wednesday your new favorite day of the week.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.